Hey everyone, John here with this week's Flash Limerick Challenge. This week we will be talking about Flash Season 3, Episode 3, which was called Magenta, and I am joined here today by Angie Peterson. Angie, how are you today?
I am fantastic.
Excellent. So you got a chance to watch The Flash tonight.
Watched it live,
yes.
Which is unusual for us.
Excellent. Well, we did yes. as well. We like to watch The Flash live and when we can, so my daughter and I.
Aww.
We watched it together, yes, and so that's one that and Supergirl are two and Legends. We watch Legends of Tomorrow. We watch those three. Arrow is a little more intense.
Yeah.
So except for the cross, and especially when it first started, and she was you know she's 11 now, but she was like six when that show started. So
yeah, it was pretty dark. He was like killing people.
A lot of people, as it turns out. Yeah. But you know what? He doesn't do that. And I always love it because you do want to root for the hero, but he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, didn't he like in the last episode though? And didn't like somebody say, I thought you didn't do that anymore.
Right. Because it turns out there's murder, the statute of limitations, I think is usually never.
Never.
Or forever, whichever way you say it, I'm not sure.
It's infinite.
Right. So now, have you been watching Flash since season one?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Flash actually is my husband's favorite comic book hero.
Right.
He started reading him when he was very young and got him into running in high school, and he completed two marathons, and so we're very Flash-centric. So him being on TV is just it was a day in heaven when it happened. So.
Awesome. Now, besides Barry, who would you say is your favorite character on the show?
Oh, that's Cisco.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, Cisco. And he even has, or someone is writing his character's blog on Tumblr. And it is totally in character, and it is the most brilliant marketing thing I've seen. It's fantastic because it's him nerding out about all the stuff that like people shut him down on the show.
Right.
And so he can, and Tumblr's the perfect forum for it because that's exactly where he would go. So I think that's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I think Cisco is everybody's favorite. I was a little worried with the sort of semi reboot this season that the super serious Cisco that we saw in episode two was going to be the new Cisco, and it appears that his trauma was somewhat short-lived.
Short-lived, yes.
We'll see if it comes back around.
Yes. It was fun, though, to see, you know, kind of the alternate people for, you know, just a little snapshot of it to see how it would be different. And I think they did a good job with it.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it builds in all these little things that we don't know that are going on. You can't get too used to the world because now it's all changed.
And in flux.
Yes.
You don't know what the little tidbits are going to be that, oh, that's not the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think a lot more in store, and there's a lot of things being set up, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to our first limerick. And so I will read a limerick related to The Flash in this particular episode, and I will leave out the last word, and your job is to fill in the last word. You ready to go?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Super speed is a power I'd pick. Run a lap in the space of a tick. A fast female is due, and she came from Earth 2. The new speedster is named Jessie...
Quick.
Yeah, so Jessie Quick made her debut. What'd you think about... And obviously, we'd seen the character before, but not as a speedster. What'd you think about her?
Well, she was obviously very jazzed about it, and... same as Barry, wanted to use her powers for good, and as in all the other times we've seen with Harry, he was holding her back
because
he was too scared that something would happen to her, but, you know, I think they worked it out.
Yeah, I think so too, and I'm glad we have another speedster. There's also, you know, my daughter refers to whenever two people are going to be in a relationship, and they call it shipping now. So ship people together,
she ships them,
right?
Yes.
And so she sees Jesse and Wally,
yes,
clearly together in a relationship there, and it's interesting to see Wally because clearly Wally wants speed.
Yes.
And we know that in the alternate timeline, the one that Alchemy is giving people powers from, Wally had. So I'm curious to see if that's going to be something that's going to create, he wants to find alchemy so he can get powers and what will happen there.
And we actually discussed that during one of the commercial breaks, but I don't want to give any spoil. I don't know if it would be a spoiler, but we had some theories that we were wondering about. So
yes.
Related to alchemy giving powers, right. How does that affect the person?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So I'll be curious to see that. And it's not a spoiler in the sense that we don't know what's going to happen and we're revealing to people who haven't seen the show yet what's happening. We're just guessing.
Right. No, it's all theory.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
So exactly right. So we're all good. All right. So here we go. Here is limerick number 2.
Okay.
Team Flash stops every villain they find. Their goal is to help all mankind. But Magenta, their foe, this week on the show, can move metal around with her
mind.
Yes. So what did you think about Magenta?
I thought it was well done. You know, with her eyes flashing and her going between the two people, and my nitpicky thing is she's picking up that large piece of machinery, metal, toward the end, and I thought she should have shown more of a physical reaction. She, like, just her hands were shaking, and I'm thinking, this is a huge thing. This is needs more physical, and so that was my nitpicky thing. Other than that, she was fine, and I thought it was interesting that you had essentially two characters fighting for control, and so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was telling Miranda at the time we were watching it, you know, this, she almost seems to be one of the most, if not the most powerful character we've seen based on the ease with which she is moving around. I mean, it almost seems like she could just crumple the whole hospital building. Like, imagine grabbing the whole thing with a fist, with a hand, and just crushing it.
Right.
Her power level there was out of the roof, and I that is and that is a real character. So Magenta, she was introduced in New Teen Titans number 17 back in 1982.
Okay,
and her mother though was the one who was super religious and believed that she was possessed. And it turned out that her powers were somehow coming through from another character, Dr. Polaris, who doesn't matter. But anyway, it was a similar kind of thing to what they played up here. So there was some relationship there between her and an actual comic book character, albeit a minor character. So
interesting.
Yep. Okay. So you're 2 for 2 so far.
Yay!
So we're going to go for the hat trick here.
All right.
Romance is some people's fate. But love can really frustrate. Barry struggles right there, and it just isn't fair. He and Iris can't finish a
date.
Yes. So we had two dates there, and my daughter, who is still pretty young, was cringing at that first date. It was pretty bad.
It was not good.
Yeah, I think them getting the call to come back to the Flash, to Star Labs,
right,
saved it.
Yes.
Normally that would kind of ruin the date, but
that
date had nowhere to go but up.
Right. I did have to wonder with the second one when he, again, got called away and he left her there. Was she like in Italy or something?
Right.
Does she need a passport to get back, or is this maybe just Star City? You know, and she could, you know, grab a cab. But
yeah, she seemed really comfortable with it. That's what I wanted her to do. As soon as he left, I wanted her to turn around and go, "Where am I?
Yeah, what do I do now?"
Right. Is there an Uber that will go back to Central City? I guess he can always come pick her up when he gets back, but yes.
Well, he'd be there in a flash.
There you go. Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, and why not just say, okay, I'm going to go back. Okay, you go ahead. Well, just take
her with you.
Just drop her off.
Right.
Somewhere on the way, you know, at least on the edge of town or something. I mean, I think you could run by Jitters and, you know, leave her money for a coffee or something. I mean, she didn't have a purse. She didn't have anything.
Right. But she was just smiling by the seaside.
Oh, Flash. Oh, Barry. I guess that's just what happens when you date a speedster. So
I guess.
that's right. Well, Angie, thank you so much for
Of
participating in the
course.
Flash Lumber Challenge. I hope you had fun.
I did.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I look forward to because you won, next time we get together to hang out, I owe you a beverage.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
All right. Very good. Well, Angie, thanks again, and have a great evening, okay?
Okay, you
All
too.
right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Limerick Challenge. The challenge is brought to you courtesy of the worst comic podcast ever. And big thanks to Jerry and Colin for their support. If you love the challenge and/or comics, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and check us out at worstcomicpodcastever.com. If you'd like to be a contestant on the challenge, follow us on Facebook and leave us a message, and we will get you in the queue. On behalf of the worst comic podcast ever, this is John, and we hope you have an amazing week.